You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Karnataka has been witnessing protests for and against not permitting Muslim girls to wear hijabs in schools and colleges. While the Karnataka High Court was to decide on a batch of pleas challenging the ban today, that is on February 9th, the single-judge bench hearing the matter has referred it to the Chief Justice with a view that a larger bench must look into the issue. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest news updates from India and around the world. First up, here's the latest on the situation in Karnataka. So as I said earlier, a decision on whether schools and colleges can order Muslim girls to not wear hijabs in class was passed on to a larger bench by the Karnataka High Court because the single-judge bench of Justice Krishna S. Dixit said such matters give rise to certain constitutional questions of seminal importance in view of certain aspects of personal law. Meanwhile, the Karnataka government has prohibited gatherings, agitations or protests of any type within the area of 200 meter radius from the gates of schools, PU colleges, degree colleges or any other similar educational institutes in Bangalore city for 2 weeks. Earlier on Tuesday, that is February 8th, the government ordered educational institutes to remain closed for 3 days amid the face-off over the right to wear the religious headscarves. Several political leaders have come out to say that religious matters must be kept away from educational institutes. Moving on, here's how the market fared today. The domestic market extended gains to a second straight day today. Financial, auto and IT stocks were top movers. Both Sensex and Nifty finished the day over a percent higher. Sensex rose 650 points to settle at 58,460, whereas Nifty 50 climbed to 17,460, up 197 points. The indices rallied as investors awaited the outcome of the review by RBI's Monetary Policy Committee, which is due tomorrow, that is on February 10th. The central bank is widely expected to hold its repo rate steady, but increase its reverse repo rate to reduce surplus liquidity that was poured into the markets during the pandemic. Bharti Airtel shares were in focus today after it reported the December quarter results. Even as the stock declined in early deals, it ended the session 1.5% higher. The shares of state-run IRCTC too finished the day 1.5% higher after the third quarter results beat estimates with profit returning to pre-COVID levels. Meanwhile, the Adani Wilmar stock, which made its debut on Dalal Street yesterday, that is on February 8th, surged on the second day too and commanded a premium of 38% over the issue price. JP Morgan today discussed the market outlook with CNBC TV 18. Sanjay Mukim, strategist and head of India equity research at JP Morgan India, said that the risk of a larger move in the market is higher in 2022. According to him, external factors could have an impact in India more than any domestic catalyst. He says that the early part of the rate cycle aids banks in terms of net interest margin and profitability. Also, high interest rates could impact the new age business stocks in the short term as well, he explains. Next up is an update on LIC. Ever since its inception, Life Insurance Corporation of India, or LIC, has always enjoyed the supremacy over private life insurance companies thanks to its dominant market share. But now, just days ahead of filing the DRHP for LIC IPO, data indicates that it has lost its market share in multiple segments. LIC has lost a market share of 500 basis points, that is 5%, to private life insurance industry in the first 10 months of FY22. Moving on, the first phase of Uttar Pradesh Assembly elections is going to be held tomorrow. Polling will take place for 58 assembly constituencies spread in 11 districts. This is out of the total 403 seats in the state. Campaigning for the first phase of UP polls remained largely restricted in the virtual mode only. Prime Minister Narendra Modi pitched for a double-engine government. Union Home Minister Amit Shah tried to put the spotlight back on alleged exodus of Hindus from Kairana before 2017. He also held door-to-door campaigns in Mathura. Meanwhile, Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav claim that people have made up their mind to vote BJP out of power. The SP-RLD alliance centered their electioneering on farmers' issues and attacked UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath over poll promises. Meanwhile, BSP Chief Mayawati, who started campaigning pretty late, reminded people of her government's track record on law and order in the past. The Congress, on the other hand, under the leadership of Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, has generated interest as seen in roadshows and door-to-door campaigning by her. Though the main contest is believed to be between BJP and the SP-RLD alliance, the BSP too has its influence on some of the seats that are going to polls in the first phase. On the other hand, in Punjab, Chief Minister Charanjit Singh Channi hit out at Arvind Kejriwal today. He exclusively told News 18 that he doesn't pretend to be a common man, he is one. He asserted that Kejriwal will one day come and apologize to him. He's confident that the Congress party would win the state assembly elections and ruled out any question of ever taking help of AAP or anyone else, as there'll be no hung assembly. Next up, in a good news for central government employees, reports suggest that the union government may announce an increment in the fitment factor, which in turn will increase their salary. These employees have been for long demanding an increase in the fitment factor from 2.57 times to 3.68 times. In case it is increased this much, employees' minimum salary will go up to 26,000 rupees from 18,000 rupees right now. Next is an update from the aviation sector. An Alliance Air flight, which had 70 passengers on board, took off from Mumbai Airport without its engine cover today. This happened as the engine cowling fell on the runway at the Mumbai Airport during takeoff this morning. Thankfully, the flight landed safely at Gujarat's Bhuj Airport and the passengers on board were all safe. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, that is DGCA, has initiated a probe into the incident. Lastly, let me share with you what Indians searched for on Google in 2021. We looked up the internet for solutions to hybrid lifestyles, finances, and electric vehicles, according to Google's annual Year in Search report. Clearly, the pandemic has had a role to play in how Indians adapted to the new normal and how we lived, learned, shopped, and worked. The report says Indians have become adept at leveraging internet access to make more informed choices and better decisions. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.